Want to hear some good news this morning? I'm only going to preach about 10 minutes. And I was hoping that there might at least be one aww. Yeah, thank you. I want to keep it real simple this morning. But I better pray. Then I'll tell you what I want to say. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. This is a wonderful day to be able to celebrate, Lord God, your amazing love and what you did. What an amazing act of love to die on the cross for us, Jesus. But you rose from the dead, and that is our hope. Therein lies our hope. That validated everything. All your words, all you did, you truly are the Son of God. You are God. So, Lord, we just want to praise you this morning, to glorify you. And I pray, too, that that hope that was born that day when you rose from the dead, that hope would so penetrate, so get into us, go deep. And that hope would sustain us, even in the toughest of times, even in the face of death. That like Paul, we could mock death. Where is your sting? Where is your victory? Our victory is in Christ Jesus. That is our hope. May that hope be proclaimed, God, loudly this morning. I pray that you would be glorified in this. In Jesus' name, amen. So simply put, God loves you. That's my message. That's the essence of the whole Easter theme. That God loves you. Now, I'm not trying to be trite nor overly simplistic. It is very simple. But isn't it so hard sometimes, really? To really absorb it and believe it. God loves you. Really. Despite all that. Because immediately it's almost like a computer thing. You type in a few keys and boom, you know, this whole list comes down. You ever done that on a screen? And just hearing sometimes those words, God loves you, it's almost like boom, the computer screen goes down, and all the reasons why he shouldn't, right? I don't, maybe I'm alone here. But, I mean, the list is long. The list of my failures. I don't, failures. The shame. The list of my fears and the list of my frailties and all my faults. Oh my goodness, my faults. And so sometimes that message is so hard to believe. Yeah, I can believe maybe God loves, I mean, yeah, John over there, sure. You know, it's kind of like the Apostle Paul. I am the greatest of sinners standing here, and yet one of the greatest beneficiaries of God's grace. And that's the only right that I have to be able to stand here before you. It's just because, it's not because of anything I merit, it's because of this being this amazing beneficiary of God's grace, and yet he hasn't given me any more than he wants to give to any of you, and probably has given more to many of you. God loves you. God, the God of the universe, the creator of everything seen and unseen, the heavens and the earth, God, the omnipotent, the omniscient. In other words, oh, he knows. He knows everything. And God, the omnipresent, everywhere present, this awesome God, loves you. God loves. It's God's love. Now, this is a powerful force. The most powerful force in all the universe. God's love. It is an amazing love. It is a love that is unfailing. Unfailing. Unchanging. And it is a love that is so powerful that nothing, as Amanda read, nothing in heaven, in earth, no powers, no height, no depth, nor angels, nor demons, nothing can separate you from that love. And Jesus was the purest, most true essence of God's love. And in that scripture she read, it asks, who could condemn us? Only one person. I mean, I can't condemn you. I'm worse than you. Right? Who can condemn us? Only Jesus. And He doesn't. God's love in purest form, Jesus died so that you and I can be reconciled to God. He took our sins upon Him. All our fears, failures, all our flaws, all our sins, He took it upon Himself. He did not condemn us. He allowed Himself to be condemned for us that we might be reconciled to God. That is love. And it's with that love that God loves you. Yes, you. And how I would just love to go around the room and look every single person in the eyes and just say, God loves you. You. He does more than that. God delights in you. His love is like a father looking at his little child. I mean, those of you who are parents, I hope you know this. I hope you know this deeply. That love that we have for our child, and we know they're not perfect. I can tell you the worst stories about them. I'm not going to do that, okay? Anyway. And despite that, my love is so great. I love them. And my love so pales compares to God's. God loves you. You are His child in whom He is so well pleased, in whom He delights. In your sermon notes, I printed a verse there out of Zephaniah. Zephaniah 3:17. If you don't have it in your bulletin, it's right there. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. I wasn't lying, was I, when I said He delights in you? In His love, He will no longer rebuke you. Look at down there how other translations, I think, I like their translation better. Especially like the Spanish translation. Callará de amor. He will quiet you with His love. Oh, mom, think of that, your little baby. I'm looking at Liana. And when a mom quiets the baby with her love, that's God towards you. That kind of fatherly love. He'll calm you with His love. In the message, He will renew you in His love. It's a transforming love. That's the point. If we could get that love inside of us, which all you got to do is open your heart, God is waiting. God is so willing. Again, despite all the reasons He shouldn't, and I say that, despite all the reasons He should not love me, He loves me. Now, it's amazing. That is grace. Grace is that you get what you don't deserve. That's what the choir was singing about. This amazing grace. It's amazing. And it's a transforming love. It's the kind of love that renews us. He will rejoice over you with singing. Like a parent singing to the child, calming the child, loving on the child. That's the kind of love that God has for you, each and every one of you. My challenge is this. Believe it. No, really, let it go deep. Let it go deep into your heart. Let it go deep, deep into your soul. And let it do a transforming work. And it will. And if you can live out of that identity, God loves you. If you can truly live out of that identity, so knowing, so aware of God's love for you, tell you what, your light will shine so brightly, it'll be a fire in you. And that light will give light to others. And you will not just be blessed, but be a blessing. That's my hope. That's my prayer. That each and every one of us could so absorb God's love. Simply put, God loves you. Amen.
Where his body lay, there is a stone that is Yeah.
You want to hear some good news this morning? I'm only going to preach about 10 minutes.